Today's date is June 19th, 1978, and I'm Bruce Lazarevich, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Carol Verrini. Well, perhaps we could begin by asking you if you would describe your work.
What I do?
Yes, what you do.
What I do. Well, I'm basically a painter, and I paint in oils, and acrylics, and watercolor, and I change back and forth whenever I feel. So whenever things start feeling stale, then you can be refreshed and renewed by changing media. So I'm glad that I'm able to, and do often.
I see.
In these last several weeks, I've been working on flower paintings in oil. And before that, I did quite a large series of acrylics. And the acrylics were new to me, and they were exciting, and they went on for about a year and a half, 2 years. And then one day, in the middle of a painting, I said, hey, I've had enough of this. And it's never been finished. And went on to something else. And I'll come back again another time. But right now, I like to move on, change around. But it does keep the freshness in the work. I'm positive of that. If it's not exciting to me, it's not exciting to anyone.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's interesting. How long have you been working at painting?
Really working at it, really showing and studying, about 11, 12 years.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I guess I should ask you now, how did you come to live in Boscawen? Do you feel there's an advantage for artists living in Boscawen? Since there seem to be so many artists in Boscawen.
Yeah. I was always here. I've been here most of my life.
Yeah.
But I think the excitement, I think the living here with the other artists has encouraged me to go on. I don't think I would have a static kind of a town or a county. But I think, yes, I definitely think that has encouraged me to go on. And the competition demands that you improve constantly. So you're working at it, always working at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition is fantastic here in Los
Angeles. I see. Does the county offer financial support or educational opportunity? Obviously, you stated that in inspiration. Do they, in fact, offer any financial support? The county?
I know of.
Let's see.
They're opening up more opportunities now.
Opportunities.
Because of the Council of the Arts and the Arts Alliance. More opportunities for us to get together and exhibit. And they're trying to coordinate all the arts and all the artists in books.
I suppose that's important, isn't it?
It looks like it might be. It's still new. They're both new. The Council and the Arts Alliance are both new enough, but we're not sure how it's going to work out. But it's interesting.
The Council on the Arts is how old?
I don't know. Oh, the Arts Alliance is only 1 year. And then I belong to Doylestown. I'm again vice president of Doylestown Art League, and that is a very moving little group. Now that we offer a lot of classes and opportunities for exhibit. So, as part of that group, I'm kept busy.
I see. Suppose I just stop this and check for the levels. Well, it seems to be okay. Do you often go to nearby cities for any reason? To Philadelphia, for instance, I would suppose, or New York.
Oh yes, Philadelphia and New York, both for the same reason: check out the galleries and the museums.
I see.
And that's about the only reason.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And supplies. I
supplies,
buy a lot of supplies
yeah.
in Philadelphia. Not much in New York.
Oh.
But it's you need to see what's going on in the galleries.
But you need the you need this, you need the ability to get to a city. You couldn't just work in Bucks County without ever having to go to the city, for instance. I mean, the city is...
You could.
And you could.
You could, and you could get stale.
Yeah, uh-huh. I see.
And some do.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it's necessary.
But do you ever feel yourself going stale, for instance?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. And that will always help.
Going to the city?
Yes.
Museum?
That will always help. That
galleries?
And as I stated before, just changing the media. Changing a style, changing a subject, anything. Otherwise, you'd be working like the production line artists in Europe. You know, the nationwide art things, and you'd have them spread out on the table. That's what you would feel after a while if you did nothing but, people would say nothing but flowers, nothing but landscapes. Same kind of green landscapes, day after day, year after year. They either have a very static mind with no creativity, or they're going to go stark raving mad in another year. I don't know how they can do it.
Is that right?
Well,
turn out
would you want to take pictures constantly of the same, of nothing
no.
but buildings with windows?
Right, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what really brings me out of it, I do portraits. I do a lot of portrait work. And that is an entirely different thing. That's very exciting and very demanding. And when I do one well, there's nothing can beat it. Nothing. You're just completely exhilerated, and you've always made new friends as you do them. But when it's a difficult one, at least you're completely drained. You're just limp.
Some portraits are more difficult than others.
Yes. And there's no way to
Why
tell.
No,
I cannot tell when I start. I have no. It's usually the emotional thing that goes on between us during the portrait sitting.
I see.
Because it's therapy for the sitter. And they unload everything.
Really?
And doing that, they're throwing all their emotions at me at once, not just a little bit that I want to put on canvas. They're giving me everything. And I've got to sort it out and hope that I'm putting down what they will be satisfied with. Because I may see them as very, very bitter people, but that's not what they want to take home. So I've got to pick out the good parts, too.
But you draw this out of them?
I don't. Somehow I don't have to. It just comes. They sit in the chair, and within an hour, there are tears and the whole thing.
Really?
Uh-huh. It happens every time. I think I know what it is. In a lot of cases, those people have not had that much attention directed solely at them, maybe in their entire lives. And when they're sitting down for a portrait, they're getting all the attention, hour after hour, and they use it.
That's interesting. I would never have thought about that. Is there interaction or competition among other artists? I suppose there is. You've mentioned it before. And how do you feel about it?
I feel it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be out in the Midwest where I had no competition. Nothing would happen.
And you like the
work wouldn't grow. You're growing.
Competition
all the time.
In Bucks County.
I like it. Oh, sometimes you cry a bit. When it gets rough. I mean, you have bad days when you feel like you've been rejected for no good reason, but it's good.
I see. Do you think the area is improving, or has it improved in the time that you've known about it?
Do you mean the cultural side of it?
I
think has improved greatly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because we're getting too many people into Bucks County, and everyone knows that,
uh-huh.
and too many buildings, too many houses, and that's a pity. But with that influx, we're getting a lot of very intelligent, cultural-minded people.
Ah.
And they're encouraging us. And they, of course, will be our buyers. And they're going to help us. And they're interested in what we're doing.
I see.
The local people, they've been farmers all their lives. Didn't really care.
Isn't all that interesting?
No.
Do you think there should be more communication among the local artists, or do you think there's enough
already? In the groups that I'm in, there has been a lot. There really has been. As I mentioned, Charlestown Art League is a fantastic group, about 250 people. And now it's stretching out with the Alliance. Yes, we have a lot of contact. And if we don't, it's our own fault. If you don't want it, you just don't have to go. You don't have to belong. Yes. You don't have to take part in these things. So an artist who wants to be secluded, fine. That's wonderful. But if you need to get out and talk to others, it's there now.
Do you feel that the local artists have, I don't know what you would call it, a network of communication among all the artists, or are there people out there that no one knows about?
Well, we know they're there.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes there are people who give off the impression that they don't want to be bothered.
Oh,
don't bother me, I just want to work. Don't try to include me.
And how do those people, in fact, display their work, for instance? It must be rather difficult.
Agents, and they may be more the people who work out of New York, display out of New York, Philadelphia, even Europe.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Just don't bother them. Respect their work, of course.
I see. I suppose then you intend to stay in Bucks County, the last question I have here.
Is it the last question?
Yes. I guess that's rather obvious.
If I cannot live in Italy, I'll stay in Bucks County.
Oh, I see.
Bucks is my second choice next year.
Okay. I see. And you feel that strongly about Bucks County then?
I think so.
I mean, that's quite a compliment.
I really do. I think so.
That's quite a compliment to say say that.
It's just kind of, it's quiet and peaceful, and you can think. You really can think and create if you want to. On the other hand, if you have nothing to do with but landscapes, then I think it does get boring.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have a lot of lovely barns, but after a while, who cares?
Yeah, I see.
Uh-huh. As long as there are other things. We're not stuck here. You can come back here and work. You can do your sketches all over the world and come back here and work. So that the peaceful feeling of this part of the country is here when you need to come back.